Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Whether you're in the food business or just in the business of eating, foodies might be interested in an event happening in Lansing tomorrow. Every year, the MSU Product Center hosts its Making It in Michigan conference and trade show. The conference features educational sessions and a keynote panel of industry leaders, and the trade show features over 160 Michigan vendors sampling and displaying their products. The trade show is free and open to the public. The event will be at the Lansing Center tomorrow. Joining us for more is MSU Product Center Director Chris Peterson. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
This is a conference and a trade show. Who would benefit or enjoy the conference portion?
Well, the conference portion is really anyone who ever imagined that they had a food product idea that they might like to take to market. Because we have all sorts of panel discussions and experts who are delivering information about the various aspects of what you need to do to take a food product to market. And believe me, there are all the normal business things, and then there are things like food safety and a lot of very technical issues that go along with taking that food product to market.
Sounds like a bewildering process to me. I'm not sure I was cut out for this. Tell us about the trade show then. What happens there?
Well, the trade show is, and we're now bumping up to 170. I mean, this is a record participation in our trade show. And the trade show is where various specialty food vendors actually show their wares. And in essence, one of the things in terms of the public coming, if you really want to go sample some really good food, please come to the trade show. Now, the vendors are there in large part because we have become the place to be for buyers of specialty food products.
Understood.
And so we have the buying teams from Meijer, Kroger, Spartan-Nash. We have the various food distribution companies, specialty food purveyors of one sort or another. And so their buyers are combing the trade show to actually find new products to bring either to their menus or to their store shelves.
Chris Peterson is director of the MSU Product Center. He is our guest, and the Product Center is hosting the annual Making It in Michigan conference and trade show tomorrow in Lansing. Talk to us about that. I mean, getting a food product to market here and the subjects that will be dealt with in the conference portion. As I said, it just sounds like a bewildering number of considerations that you have to take into consideration. Is there a linchpin? Is there a point at which a lot of people with a great food idea get hung up?
Yeah, I think primarily one of the most critical things is understanding whether or not there really is a market for what you have as a product.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many entrepreneurs come to us and one of our first questions is, well, who will want to buy this product? And they say, everybody will want to buy this product. Well, the truth of the matter is, if everybody in general might buy it, you really don't have a very specific idea of who's out there who would really buy it.
So you got to fine-tune your customer. You got to have a more particular, specific buyer in mind. That's a good thing.
And the more you understand the particular customers that you're going after, the better you can do all dimensions of the product development, including the physical product. But in so many food instances, the packaging, all of the food safety aspects that surround it, these are all critical elements of being successful in the marketplace.
I imagine, you know, there are people who are good in the kitchen. They come up with something they think is original. Invariably, friends and family members rave about it and their next stop might be the MSU Product Center.
Absolutely.
That happens on
a regular basis.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like that the entrepreneurial impulse among Michigan foodies would seem to be pretty healthy here. Would you agree with that?
Oh, my, yes. We have no want of clients. And as a matter of fact, the vast majority of vendors that are going to be showing tomorrow are our clients. But they're now to the point where they've developed their product, they're taking it to market, and getting themselves in front of those grocery and retail and institutional buyers, that's the next critical step in the process. Because unless you get those orders coming in, you really can't launch and then sustain the business.
170 participants at the trade show with products, 170 participants here. That sounds like the highlight of the day. Is it food only, or are there related?
There are some related businesses, for example, because of all of the emphasis in the market these days on natural products. We actually have some natural cosmetics, and so some of our clients do things that aren't necessarily food items, but do fall very much into this specialty food arena.
Is there a person with a product who's come to the MSU Product Center that our listeners might recognize from the store shelves that you can point to and say, yeah, this person started out, came to us, and look at them now?
Well, yes, they didn't absolutely start with us, but Safey's Pickles, they're in 5,000 retail outlets today. And in essence, you don't think of them as the traditional pickler because they pickle all sorts of produce, for example. Mm. And so you can get pickled beets, pickled green beans, and there are various spices, both hot and mild sorts of pickle products. And so I think that's a particularly a good example. We were instrumental in helping the Michigan Turkey Producers Cooperative to bring their cooked and specialty products to market. So that has been very significant for us. Sweetylicious, I think, is a local name.
Everybody knows Sweetylicious, yeah.
And Linda Hunt. We were very helpful in their business planning early on. I might also mention that we do have several award winners. Safey is one of our award winners this year, we have Ethel's Edibles, for example, and Jill, and I'm hoping I'm saying her name properly, Bomarito, has honed her skills as a baker and tapped into the niche market related to gluten-free baking goods. And she started with a very small bakery storefront, and she's now added 1,400 square feet production facility to the operation. And her products are now in 200 stores, and she's a supplier to two large food distributors. And so these are all examples of success. Now, the thing I will also tell you that's critical is each and every one of these entrepreneurs has to work very hard and have great persistence to go from that idea to that launch product.
Without a doubt. Chris Peterson is director of the MSU Product Center. He's been our guest. The Product Center is hosting the annual Making It in Michigan conference and trade show tomorrow at the Lansing Center. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.